All right, BJ, well, one of the most talented positional groups headed into training camp is that linebacker group. We just heard the big news about Justin Houston, but being right on the heels of training camp, what do you like about Houston and, of course, Tom Bahali?
Well, there's a lot of talent. I'd put up this linebacker group against any other in the NFL. There's a ton of talent here. And you hit the nail on the head. Justin Houston, the huge signing. We know what he can do in getting after the quarterback. We know he loves playing at Arrowhead Stadium. 15 of his 22 sacks last year came at Arrowhead. But like we've talked about before, he didn't get that huge deal just because he led the NFL in sacks. It's because he does everything else well also. He can play in run defense. He can play in pass coverage. Last year, he dropped into coverage more than 150 times during the season. So more than 10 times a game, Justin Houston's dropping into coverage, which allows Bob Sutton to do so many different things on the defensive side of the ball because offenses are always aware of where Justin Houston is at. Well, when you're dropping into coverage, it allows your teammates one-on-ones. It allows him to do different creative things. And Tom Bahali, he's been at it a long time, third all-time in career sacks for the Chiefs. He's just seven shy of tying former Chiefs great Neil Smith for second all-time. Obviously, this is a tremendously talented group at outside linebacker.
And they're actually tremendous friends, both of Tom Bahali and Justin Houston on the outside. But now let's move into the inside. You have the return of Derek Johnson, which we know is going to be huge, and the guy who replaced him, Josh Malga, did a great job last year.
Yeah, last year was huge for Josh Malga because DJ went down with the injury, and then Joe Mays, who's not here this year, but he had also went down with that injury against Carolina in the preseason. He missed the first eight games. It really put Malga in a position where he had to step up and play a lot more than he had the last couple of seasons where he had been injured up with actually Bob Sutton up in New York. But I think the return of Derek Johnson is one of the big storylines of this offseason. We saw him during OTAs running 1,000 miles an hour. He's excited to be out on the field. He's talking up his teammates. You always are aware of where DJ is at practice. He's always talking, always having a good time. And he's just 15 tackles shy of becoming the Chiefs' all-time leader. You look at all-time greats in this Chiefs, not just the linebacker group, but just overall, there's so much talent on this team. It's so much fun to watch, and that's led by DJ and all of his leadership. I'm excited to see him back out on the field.
That leadership is going to be big for these two young guys. The Chiefs, in the 2015 NFL draft, took two linebackers in back-to-back rounds. In round five, you had DJ Alexander, and in a round before that, in round four, you had Ramique Wilson. What are these guys going to bring to training camp, their very first training camp with the Kansas City Chiefs?
We saw both these guys make plays throughout OTAs. I don't think anyone had more interceptions than Ramique Wilson during OTAs. Granted, they're not in pads. They don't have shoulder pads on. They're in shorts. There's only so much that you can do. But DJ Alexander showed his athletic ability. He was running around. Has a lot of speed. But you talked about it. You couldn't be in a better situation if you're a young linebacker than to go into this group where you've got Derek Johnson, Tom Bahali, Justin Houston, guys that not only perform on the field, but selfless guys that are willing to help their teammates, that are willing to do anything to make the guys around them better. Ramique and DJ Alexander have been put in the perfect situation to get better. It's going to be interesting to see their development because during training camp is the best time that they're going to be taught how to play. And they have a lot more time to slow things down and get done. Because once the season starts, it's game planning. That's what they spend their time at practice doing. The development really happens at training camp. And the more time they can spend around those veterans that we talked about, the better off they'll be. And the better off this Chiefs defense will not only be this year, but moving forward.
BJ, talent on talent on talent for this linebacker group. It'll be fun to watch at St. Joseph.
65 toss power trap.